West Palm Beach got its first glimpse yesterday of the sort of train station it would get once a proposed Miami to Orlando train starts rolling. The rail service called All Aboard Florida would have a stop in Fort Lauderdale as well. The station would cost $29 million, the same cost as the Fort Lauderdale station, but much less than the $150 million station planned for Miami. Palm Beach Post reporter Kimberly Miller says excitement over the new West Palm station is tempered by a few concerns about two downtown streets the train would run through.
There's also some concern because the two streets being closed, they need some access roads off of there, but that's still in the planning stages too. So we have the station, but still some unanswered questions about how people will navigate downtown with two closed roads.
Construction for the downtown West Palm Beach station is set to begin at the end of this year. Governor Rick Scott wants to help top science and technology teachers find summer jobs so they can come back and tell their students what's happening at Florida's cutting-edge companies. Scott stopped at medical data company Modernizing Medicine in Boca Raton just yesterday. The internships would be part of his plan to get more students ready for jobs in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM for short.
So I want to take the top STEM teachers in our K-12 program and have paid internships that are paid by the state where they go to work at companies like Modern Medicine and go places like that and say they'll come here and work for the summer and they'll go back and inspire their students.
Scott is also proposing $30 million so high-tech companies can train workers. On the subject of high tech, NASA is looking back on man's first moon landing 45 years ago this week. Apollo 11 crew members Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins reunited yesterday at Kennedy Space Center to honor the late Neil Armstrong and his landmark lunar walk. Reporter Amy Green was there.
KSC is putting Armstrong's name on the historic operations and checkout building where engineers worked on the command, service, and lunar modules of the Apollo program. Michael Collins says Armstrong's unbounded curiosity took him beyond other pilots.
I think we all remember Neil's one small step. But I don't think that really explains the man.
The building now is where engineers are working on NASA's first new spacecraft in a generation. Orion is designed to take astronauts to an asteroid and Mars. Orion loomed behind the Apollo 11 crew members as they addressed a crowd that included Armstrong's family, elected leaders, and KSC employees. Apollo 11 landed on the moon on July 20, 1969. Armstrong died in 2012. I'm Amy Green at Kennedy Space Center.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.